The mezuzah contains these 15 verses, and the years 2000 and 2006 are encoded in the hidden text. And it also says in these codes with 2006, it will bombard your country. Terror and devastation is being launched, which we're seeing right now in 2006. And it just can't be by chance that the most clearly encoded world war were both hidden in these 170 words of this scroll 3,000 years after they were written, and still today is fastened on the doorway of nearly every home in Israel and every Jew throughout the world, that you have this ancient code which has now predicted World War III, which could start, quite possibly is starting right now before our very eyes. And it's also interesting, too, because when you run World War II, it literally says World War II would start in 5700 Hebrew year, which was the year 1939 and 1940. So Armageddon in the year 2006 was the warning encoded into these particular sacred verses. It also says, too, that it has the word terrorism encoded with World War, and right below it, it says war to the knife, which suggests that it's a war of total annihilation, which is included once again with the war atomic holocaust,
right.
That satellites might be out, that tanks won't run because there's no oil, that everybody runs out of bullets, and this literally goes to a point, and that was one of the most shocking things about some of the CNN news coverage, that fighting had gone to hand-to-hand in some of these areas along the, in the war, that they were literally using, like, knives and bayonets at the, at the bottom
well,
of it.
And see, I'm afraid, Sean, this could get out of hand.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me put a theory out there.
All right.
2006, in the Hebrew year, again, remember, ends in late September, the last 3 days. Let's call it, just for the sake of it, let's call it October 1st.
Okay.
So 2006 ends, according to the Bible, according to the Hebrew year, in 2006. Let's say that you have a person like Eliyahu Rips, a respected professor at Hebrew University. Let's say a world-renowned journalist like Michael Drosnin, or Harold Gantz, who is a cryptologist at the Pentagon, who quit his job at the Pentagon to move to Israel to work on the code. Let's say that these people contacted the Mossad and contacted Ehud Olmert, and let's say they knew about this particular code, about the bombing of Jerusalem, about this annihilation. Do you think that it's possible that this war is now happening because of these codes and these predictions?
Maybe. We know that Drosnin tried to notify the Israeli government and Yitzhak Rabin that he was going to be assassinated.
Absolutely. Well, look at it this way. If you were sitting back, let's say you were the Prime Minister of Israel, and somebody said, well, and pointed out that in the mezuzah, that 2006, that these things were going to happen, and you knew that Hezbollah had access to, say, Iranian rockets, or even maybe Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, which we talked about on this show 3 years ago, and I said, watch the Bekaa Valley, because there's a bunch of stuff hidden in the caves in the Bekaa Valley. And I think I said it on a Thursday, and then you actually had a quote from a general, I think, the following Tuesday.
Yes.
It was a U.S. general and I think an Iraqi general that said, yes, these WMDs have been hidden in the Bekaa Valley. I mean, let's say you're Ehud Olmert, and you're looking at this prophecy that 2006 is going to be this Holocaust, and you know that these missiles have this kind of range and can strike your capital, Jerusalem. Do you use an event like the Israeli soldiers being kidnapped to overreact, if you will, and start this war to push your borders further back, that maybe this entire conflict is being driven by these prophecies that they know very well that we're talking about tonight?
If I believed in prophecy, and I believe they do, I think I would I would go for it. And I would use the prophecy, and I would try to do whatever I could to avoid it.
Well, that seems to be, because when I first saw this happening, and I saw that, I kept thinking, why is Israel reacting like this to these two soldiers? These guys were kidnapped, and there were negotiations with Hezbollah, and Hezbollah was saying, well, we want some people released, and I remember the raid on Entebbe where, you know, the Israelis are famous for going in with strike forces and rescuing their people and doing all that. Now we've got, you know, Lebanon being completely destroyed. And, I actually, when I was 16 years old, when my family was living in Cairo, my stepdad had a Lebanese business partner, a man named Mimo Marcus, and we were actually in Beirut, and I was like driving.
A man named Neiman Marcus?
No, his name is Mimo Marcus. His name was Mimo
okay.
Marcus. I'm not Neiman Marcus.
Well, that's what I thought you
that's
said.
That's funny, though. So we were in Beirut actually when the war between the Muslims and the Christians started, and we're helping actually with the relief efforts of getting people out of Lebanon and actually getting them into Cairo, where they were sleeping in tents on lawns in front of the Sheraton Hotel. And have you ever been there to Lebanon?
I have not.
Because it's an amazingly beautiful place.
I've got
place.
Family that have been there. I've got some family that are still out in that region.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Well, it looks like Lake Tahoe, kind of, except for with the cedars up in the mountains. And,
Beirut used to be the jewel of the Middle East.
Yes, it's not anymore,
But anyways, go through this, and then I want to go through your past predictions
for the rest of this hour. The theory about this, again, is that once again, the way you can tell if Bible codes are good is because they've predicted certain things in the past, and now they're predicting things in the future. World War II gave the date of beginning in 1939 and 1940. It talks about World War III, once again, the opening phases in 2006. Now, is it all the way through 2006, the solar year until the 1st of January, or is it up until the end of the Hebrew year of 2006, which is approximately about the last 3 days of September with Rosh Hashanah? And I think that what's happened here is that Israel, having been forewarned and forearmed, knowing that something like this was coming, has taken the aggressive action to be able to expand its borders to protect itself from longer-range missiles that are being supplied by the Iranians. And, of course, the suspicion is that the Iranians now have these sunburn missiles that are virtually unstoppable they got from the Red Chinese, and that they actually have some kind of nuclear warhead to use on the top of this, which they got from the Ukrainians, which the Ukrainians then got from the Russians. And that's the two big fears, are that they have these nuclear weapons from the Ukrainians on these sunburn missiles by the Chinese, and that Hezbollah and Hamas will eventually be able to access these WMDs that are hidden in a series of caves in the Bekaa Valley and actually create this atomic Holocaust scenario, the destruction of Jerusalem, which, again, there's another Bible code in there as well that talks about the recreation of the third temple, and that is a gigantic linchpin prophetically for that entire area, that once you actually have the third temple rebuilt, which means the Dome of the Rock has to be destroyed somehow, and the third temple of Solomon gets rebuilt, and there are Bible codes that talk about the third temple actually being rebuilt by 2008, and you have red heifers for sacrifice being bred here in the United States. You have the men who are the builders of the temple who take a rock up to the Temple Mount every year to lay the cornerstone and are turned away. If that were to happen, and it would have to happen through some kind of Arab attack, because if the Israelis were to knock it down, you'd be looking at a billion Muslims declaring holy war on it.
Sure.
Or it would have to be some kind of earthquake, some kind of natural catastrophe, in order to give the Israelis some kind of excuse to knock down the Dome of the Rock and actually rebuild the third temple of Solomon on that rock, which is...
That's end times, man.
That's end times, which is believed. The reason that rock's so significant is it was believed that was where Jacob's pillow was, where he got his vision and wrestled with the angel, that was where Abraham took his son Isaac to be sacrificed.